So yesterday, March 18th, Gumroad officially, well, as it seems officially, ceased allowing any artist out there, NFSW artist of the adult kind, of adult content, you know, fetishes, you know, even fictional fetishes like unbirthing, soft vor, erotic absorption, where, you know, somebody who has the powers to absorb, whether they're a goo girl or a slime girl or whatever, they have the power to absorb somebody into the body, and that person spends the night in the body, or they get absorbed and allow their molecules to temporarily merge and become part of the person, and their assets, like little traits, personal traits of theirs, like, you know, facial features or hair coloring, becomes part of the person that absorbed them. Or even with, or even you could say the same with the eroticness of slime, gooey, melty, you know, intimacy, sex between slime girls, two slime girls, or a slime guy, goo, and a slime girl, goo girl. You get the idea. Basically, some of these stories, if not most of them, of the erotic nature, of the NFSW nature, have been pretty much banned by Gumroad. Now, as I mentioned in the video, Gumroad is not totally at fault, as far as I know. It sounds more like it's Stripe. And Stripe is basically a financial, I guess you could say, backer, affiliate of a lot of places where, you know, people will set up stores, you know, and everything, or monthly payment options, annual payment options have people maintain the subscriptions, like to, let's say, Spotify or Spotify for Podcasters, or places like Gumroad. Gumroad, you know, is affiliated with Stripe and to an extent PayPal, but mostly with Stripe because their name got brought up the most. Gumroad is affiliated with them because people will set up stores at Gumroad to sell their artwork or their webcomics or their fanfics, if you will, or their ebook graphic novels or novelizations, you name it. And, you know, that's a good way, decent way on the side to make a little money, you know, to help yourself out. And one of the more popular traits, you know, when it comes to selling on sites like Gumroad, you know, is, you know, the adult content, the sexual adult content of the NFSW kind, like I mentioned, you know, the unbirth, the soft for, erotic absorption, erotic slimy, melty, gooey, girl, guy sex, and all that. That's basically, you know, what really sells at times. And a lot of people were making a decent living, partial living on it, you know, because, you know, whatever they would, you know, offer, you know, price-wise, whether it was a sale or straight up, people would, if they had the money, they would go out and buy this stuff. They would. And believe it or not, the people that were selling it would make, like I said, a decent partial living if they had a job on the side, you know, outside of, you know, doing commissions and collaborations and all that. Some of the people that I follow, like Lady Drasamai, Drasamai, that's Drasamai, Drasamai, or Drasami, or Lady D, or Empress D, as she calls herself. She used Gumroad a lot, and, you know, a lot of people would buy some of her webcomics, some of her art packs from Gumroad. And she would charge a decent price for them, not too much. It would sometimes be about, at the highest, maybe $25, I think, depending on how big the story is or how big the art pack is for that year. You know, so I would say around $9.99, $10 to about maybe $26, and that's about, you know, that's what I figured. That's what I can figure she would charge. You know, again, depending on the material, like I said, how long the story was or how big the art pack was. But she wasn't the only one. One person she would collab with, Groblick, that's what his name is, Groblick, that's G-R-O-B-L-E. K, or G-R-O-B-E-L-K, and that's what it is, Groblek, he would collab with her on several stories. He would collab with her on several stories, which were really good. They were actually pretty funny. Erotic, too, but, you know, funny. So they would work together, and they would sell on both the stores, mostly his, the story that they were working on. You know, that's what they would do. And they weren't the only ones. There was another one called Caddyshacks. You know, they had a webcomic series involving a ditzy anthropomorphic female giraffe who was in a bisexual relationship with a female zebra. And they had, like I said, a bisexual relationship with this anthropomorphic dog. And, you know, they would use Gumroad to sell their comics and some of their art packs and so on. Another person known as K-Wars, he does NFSW, SFM, you know, CGI-like animated content of women, you know, enjoying themselves, fictional women, that is, fictional women, enjoying themselves in, you know, gooey substances like, you know, slime, chocolate, mud, quicksand, you name it. You know, just pleasuring themselves, enjoying themselves, and even submerging completely in it, and then coming back up. You know, even they used Gumroad to sell some of their material. And as you would expect, when this news came out, which seemingly came out of the blue, none of them were happy. None of them were happy about what Gumroad was doing. But mostly, they were not happy with Stripe because, again, Stripe became, you know, a name that got used more, you know, when it came to the situation than, you know, than Gumroad did. Gumroad, you know, yeah, they played a part, there's no doubt, but Stripe was the more, I guess you could say, you know, more the guilty culprit, if you will, more the guilty culprit than Gumroad. Now, the reason Stripe is looked at as being the one to blame the most, you know, being, you know, why the reason being looked at as being the one to blame the most is because it's like I said in my video, and I also said in the description, you know, Stripe should have at least let Gumroad know, you know, 6 months to a year at best. You know, they should have let them know what was going to go down. That way, Gumroad could have informed a lot of their clientele, like Lady Drossamy, you know, Groblick, Caddyshacks, and K Wiser. You know, Stripe should have basically let them know, like I said, a year at best, you know, what was going to go down, or 6 months at best, so that they can inform their clientele, hey, you know, we've been told by Stripe that they're not going to allow us to allow you to sell any more NFSW adult content. So within the next 6 months on this date, you know, March 18th, that's all going to cease to be. So we just thought we'd let you know in advance so you could find another outlet to make some money off of, or money with, basically. And, you know, I believe if they would have given them a 6 month to year advancement, you know, notice, that being Gumroad, to let the clientele, you know what was going to go down, I don't think people would be that angry. You know, people would go out on their other accounts, like at DeviantArt, for Affiniant, Ink Bunny, you know, Eka's Portal, that's E-K-A, apostrophe S, Portal, Eka's Portal. You know, it would have given them time to, it would have given the clientele time to go over to the other outlets to let, you know, a lot of the followers, subscribers know, hey, if you're following us on Gumroad or you're using Gumroad to purchase our material, we got to let you know that unfortunately within the next 6 months, you know, basically on March 18th or within the next year on March 18th, 2024, we will not be allowed to do that anymore. Gumroad apparently is not going to be allowed to allow us to sell that stuff because the financial affiliate, Stripe, is telling them, you know, to cease all activity of all kinds of that activity, if you will, at that moment, and, you know, on that day and time. And I think if they would have done it that way, as I mentioned, maybe people wouldn't be so upset with Gumroad and, you know, Stripe. I don't think they would be so upset because, again, this seemingly came out of the blue. This seemingly came out of nowhere. It's like 1 week, you know, I mean, think about it this way. Think about it this way. Put yourself in the shoes of people like Lady D, Empress D, Groblick, you know, and all of them. Think about it like this. Put yourself in their shoes. You're thinking 1 week, everything's cool, everything's fine. But then all of a sudden, you know, the next week or the next day, you find out, oh, in the next 10 days, all my Gumroad activity, my Gumroad store is going to get shut down because they're not allowing NFSW material to be sold anymore. I mean, how would you feel? How would you feel if that suddenly just came out of the blue? If that suddenly just came out of the blue and you're like, you know, why wasn't I informed, you know, about this before? Why didn't they let us know at least at the beginning of the year? You know, how would you feel? You'd be upset, right? You'd be upset, right? Well, basically, that's how a lot of these folks felt, to the point that you go on their Twitter account or X accounts, if you will, or any other social media account, or any accounts they have elsewhere, at DeviantArt, for Affiniant, you know, Ink Bunny, you name it, and you will see them basically telling you, hey, we have an emergency sale here. Gumroad is, you know, stopping all sales of NFSW adult content, and we're not happy, so we want you to go and buy our stuff, but we're going to give you a massive discount to shove it in Gumroad's face. And you want to talk about massive discounts, you know, when it comes to selling the material. As I mentioned earlier about Lady D, sometimes her material can range from $10 to $26 evenly, right? Well, imagine her coming out, being upset about this, because she was. She very much was, and I don't blame her. But imagine her telling you, you know, not only is Gumroad doing something that just came out of the blue, took her and everybody else off guard, but imagine her telling Gumroad, okay, I'll still use your platform in my final days of my store here, but you ain't going to get as much as you used to. So imagine your reaction if you see, you know, her putting her material or someone like her putting the material up for sale, you know, not for 10% off, not for 25% off, not for 30, not even 50, for like 60% off or 75% off. Imagine what your reaction would be seeing that. You'd be like, whoa, so I can get a $10 comic or $10 art pack for practically almost nothing? Yep, that'd be the case. And why? Because she doesn't want to give a dime, you know, anymore, or doesn't want to financially support Gumroad, if by extension, mostly to blame Stripe, because of this BS. And again, I don't blame her. I don't blame Caddyshacks for doing the same thing. I don't blame Kate Weiser for doing the same thing. I don't blame Groblick or anybody else that's used, you know, used the outlet known as Gumroad to sell the adult content NFSW material, you know, of any, you know, fan favorite fetish, you know, webcomic or not. I don't blame them for doing that. I don't. Because, again, this just came out of the blue. This came out of the blue and, you know, it's like one day you're on a high and then all of a sudden you are dropped with a big old anvil on your head, crushing you flat as a pancake, bringing you to your lowest lows. Or at least attempting to. And that's what's happened. And nobody's happy about this. Now, before you say anything, as I mentioned in the audio video, they do have other outlets to make some money off of. PayHip, you know, PayPal to an extent, because, you know, PayPal's also been named in this, but I don't think I really blame PayPal. Heck, I don't even blame the card services of MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discovery. because they don't care how they make their money, as long as you utilize the services to make, you know, to, you know, make money, not only for yourself, but for them, because they get a percentage of that pie. That's all they care about. They don't care how you use it. They don't care if you sell, you know, hardcore fetish material. No, they don't. You know, they don't care about that. All they care about is making, you know, the piece of the percentage, the piece of the pie, outside of the, out, you know, with the service that you use, or that you use, I should say. Excuse me there. But, yeah, they don't care. And PayPal has been very lenient, because PayPal could easily say to someone like, let's say, MelSky, you can't do your commissions of the NFSW kind anymore because we're against that. They can't do that. Or they could if they wanted to, but they're more lenient. You know, they're more lenient. And they would have let her know, I should say. They would have let her know long ago, you know, that she couldn't do that. But they don't, because they're more lenient. They're more like, hey, as long as, you know, we make a percentage, just like the card services I mentioned, hey, as long as we make a percentage, that's all that matters. As long as we get a piece of the pie, that's all that matters. You know, and that's a fact. That is the truth. That's all that matters to them. You know, nothing else matters. As long as they make a percentage of the financial gain you get, that's all they care about. So to me, I don't blame the card services that get, you know, utilized for this. I don't blame, you know, PayPal for this, because they're more lenient. The one that gets the most blame, apparently, is Stripe. Stripe is the one that gets the most blame, because apparently, and you'll see it here on screen, because this is an audio video, and I'm going to be using Windows Movie Maker to create this. You'll see on the screen, if you want to pause it, the person in charge of Gumroad even tried to get an extension, and Stripe said no. Stripe said no. They said, no, we're not giving you an extension. You're not getting an extension for any of this. The 18th is the final day, and that's it. End of the story. You know, end of story. That's it. You know, so that didn't make anybody happy once that got out. So Stripe, to me, takes most of the blame. They really do. Now, what's interesting, though, and I just found this out today, because Empress Drosomy, or Lady Drosomy, put this up on her Twitter account, her X account. Apparently, it seems that Gumroad is kind of backtracking, maybe Stripe's backtracking. Like I said, they're apparently backtracking, and here's what they had to say. This is what they said, and this was an update she put today at 3:47 a.m. Pacific, my time, so I'm guessing maybe about, I don't know, 7, 8, 10, her time, I don't know. She says, this is what she says on her X account. She says, new updates from Gumroad, everyone. I don't know, but it seems they are kind of ambiguous now. Because here's what they said. Here's what they said, and I quote, previous purchases. If you have sold NFSW products in the past on Gumroad, those sales will not be affected by changes to these policies. Your customers' libraries will remain intact. Okay, so what they're saying is whatever people, like let's say myself or anybody else bought, you know, all purchases will not be removed. They will stay. Then here's what's interesting. They then put up a question saying, is my product NFSW? And this is what they say. To determine whether or not your product is considered NFSW, it might help to ask yourself, is the average customer buying this product because it is presented in a sexually appealing way? If the answer is yes, your product is likely NFSW. Of course, everything is subjective. And while we understand that some people might find chairs sexually appealing, that doesn't mean that a 3D model of a Herman Miller is going to be marked as NFSW. The overall context of the product is what decides whether or not it is NFSW. So, for example, if you have a VR chat avatar product that features a breast expansion modification, it would not necessarily be considered NFSW. Okay. So, what they're saying there, and you'll see this on the screen too, because I... You know, hold on for a sec. Now, what I was trying to say there, and again, as I mentioned, I almost had a brain fart there after reading that. Because again, it looks like they are backtracking, or at least it sounds like the backlash that they and Stripe is getting is becoming more bigger than they expected in a lot quicker time. But yeah, apparently they're now saying, oh, don't worry, your customers that bought your material, they're not going to be affected. They'll still be able to look through the stuff that they bought, and that's fine. But your content, that might differ, because you got to ask yourself, is it NFSW? And for them to, you know, use chairs as an example, Herman Miller chairs as an example, and then to say what they did about, let's say, a VR avatar for a VR chat having bosom modification. Yeah, it looks like and sounds like Gumroad and Stripe are succumbing to the backlash. Because Stripe, you know, they want to make their money. And they know Gumroad is a huge platform artistically for people to make money off of and for them, to make money by extension, get a percentage of that pie. And they're now realizing, seeing a lot of people like Lady Jasmine in, Girl Black and all of them, Caddyshack's all of them, putting these, fire sales of 60% to 75% off, if not giving away the material for free. They're starting to realize, oh, crap, we're losing a huge chunk of our financial pie when it comes to Gumroad. And they're also probably realizing that people like Empress D, Lady D, if you will, make a lot of money, off the material they sell there. And by extension, they make a huge percentage of that. So it looks like they're starting to backtrack a little bit and be like, okay, maybe it's not so bad and everything, and maybe we can work something out. Now, if that happens or not, we'll find out in due time. But I think what could happen is if they do work something out, it could be a deal along the lines of, if you sell adult NFSW material of any kind, fetishes or not, then you have to label your page for 18 and over, or 21 and over. And if that's the way they go to kind of allow people back onto their site to sell the material, then I guess that might be something they come up with. But again, we'll find out in due time. But already it looks like the backlash that they are suffering is coming to bite, is coming to get them in a big way that they're not liking. And what they're not liking is the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that they're losing a huge percentage of that financial pie. And all because they didn't handle this correctly. Like I said earlier, if they would have given people, if not Gumroad itself, a year, if not 6 months, advancement notice of, hey, this is what's going to go down, I don't think the backlash would have been that bad. Because that way, people would have plenty of time to find other outlets outside of the outlets, they have outside of Gumroad already. It'll allow them to find other avenues along with places like PayHip and Itero and all of them to make money off of. Even Patreon. It'll give them time to find more better outlets. If not, outlets very similar to Gumroad, if you will. But they didn't do that, and now they're paying a price. It sounds like they are paying a price here for their stupidity. They are paying a major, major price for their stupidity, and they know it. They know it. Excuse me now. And again, I don't blame any of the content creators on Gumroad for being upset, for making these fire sales, as cheap as they can for folks, basically giving them such a discount, you think you're practically getting it for free. I don't blame them. I don't blame them because Gumroad by extension, but mostly Stripe, have no one but themselves to blame. And the reason I say Gumroad by extension, like I mentioned, is because the guy that runs Gumroad, or at least one of them, tried to reach out to Stripe to get an extension, but they wouldn't allow it. Now they're suffering the consequences. Now they're feeling the wrath you know, of unhappy clientele that were told basically out of the blue, yeah, we're going to have to shut down all your NFSW account, mostly your store, which, you know, your store is reliable, you know, which your store relies on. We're going to have to shut that all down because Stripe's not allowing us to do that anymore. It's like, what did they expect was going to happen? You know, you spring this news on them at the last minute, basically, or last second, basically. You know, what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to be like, oh, okay, fine, no problem. No. They're going to be like, oh, screw you, F you. You know, they're going to be like, F you, you mother blankety blank. You know, you want to cause us to lose, you know, a decent chunk of our, you know, financial wages, if you will, outside of what we do in the real world. You want to take that away from us? Well, guess what? Screw you, F you, you mother blankety blanks. You know, you're not going to get a percentage. You're not going to get a big percentage anymore. Because guess what we're going to do? We're going to put on a massive fire sale that's going to discount that we're going to discount our items to almost 90% off. How does that feel? You think Stripe's going to like hearing that? No, they won't. Which is why now I think you're seeing a little bit of the first steps of a backtracking. I think you're seeing some backtracking all of a sudden, and they're like, okay, fine, maybe we made an oopsie here. This is why now you're having them, you know, go out and basically tell, you know, the clientele, oh, don't worry about your customers, you know, whatever they purchase, they're fine. And, oh, your material, it may or may not be NFSW. It all depends on how you da-da-da-da, you do this, you do that. And one person even mentioned in the comment section of Lady D's Twitter on this, or reply to this, you know, somebody even mentioned that basically it feels like maybe they're noticing, you know, some of the web comics that Lady D's worked on may not be the, you know, it may contain, you know, fetish content, sexual fetish content, but it may not be all that after all. It might be just, you know, web comics that just have it, stories that just involve it. It's like basically the backlash that Stripe and Gumroad, by extension, is getting is making them realize maybe they jumped the gun just a little too soon on what they would consider straight up, you know, porn, if you will. And it's like, you know, now they're realizing, okay, maybe we jumped the gun. Maybe we shouldn't have been so quick to decide what was, you know, NFSW or not. You know, maybe we need to backtrack a little bit. And I think, honestly, with them coming out and saying, hey, don't worry, your customers' libraries are unaffected. And by the way, you know, you might still be able to sell NFSW content on here if it's not registered that way. Again, it looks like we're seeing a little bit of backstepping, you know, in this decision, because again, it's not Gumroad that gets a major percentage off these sales outside of the clientele that does, but it's also Stripe. And you think Stripe wants to not get a chunk of that pie? Of course they do. You think they want to lose that? Of course they don't. So I think that's why now you're seeing a little bit of backpedaling. It'd be basically like if an outlet like Spotify for podcasters, which I think has worked with Stripe, may still work with Stripe. I'm not really sure. I think I mentioned that I mentioned in the on, you know, camera video that they do, or they did, or I can't remember. Well, I know, not remember what I said in the video. I mean, I can't remember or recall if they still work with them, I should say. But anyway, it's like if Spotify overall told Stripe, yeah, we don't want nothing to do with you anymore because, or not Spotify, but the podcasters, I should say, at Spotify, and by extension, other outlets. It's like if they told Stripe, yeah, we don't want nothing to do with you anymore because suddenly you've decided to make this ruling that affects us. So guess what? We're not going to deal with you anymore. We're going to take our business elsewhere. You think the monetization that those podcasters get, you know, that Stripe by extension and Spotify by extension get a percentage of, you think Stripe wants to lose that? No, they don't. So they're going to backpedal. So they'll backpedal on whatever decision they make because they know they're going to lose a big chunk of that money and they don't want that. You know, and that's what obviously is happening here. You're starting to see maybe the first steps of them backtracking on what they've said. Now, will we see a full turnaround? Like I mentioned earlier, that's, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. That's up to them to decide. But I guarantee you this, there is a good chance that before this year's out, I just got this major feeling that before this year's out, you know, a lot of people that have been told that, hey, your NFSW adult content stores, you know, can't be around on Gumroad anymore, those stores are going to make a comeback. Something tells me those stores are going to make a comeback, and you're going to get maybe a notice from Gumroad and by extension, you know, Stripe saying, yeah, you know, we screwed up, we were wrong in what we did, you have a right to, you know, sell whatever you want to sell. You know, it was, our bad. You know, we didn't realize how much people really like this kind of stuff and everything and how much it really brings in financially. So our bad, we're reinstating your stores. I've got a feeling somewhere during this year, you're going to get that kind of a notice because the backlash is going to get stronger. It's going to get bigger. And guess what? You know, Stripe's going to feel it. Not just Gumroad, but Stripe. They're going to feel it because you can't tell me word's not getting out to the other platforms Stripe works with, major or not, of what they did here, because this is a sign. This is a sign to them that if Stripe could do this for stuff that's basically harmless when you really think about it, you know, basically harmless, if Stripe is willing to do this, then what else are they willing to do? You know what I'm saying? What else are they willing to do? I mean, what does this tell the people on Gumroad that use Gumroad for their novelizations or their webcomics or whatever that have NFSW adult content? What does it tell them? Huh? You know, what does it tell them? I mean, yeah, they might be able to right now get away with it because, the novelization or the webcomic's more story plot than anything else. But what does that tell them? If Stripe is willing to do this to people like Drasame and Groblick and all them, what does it tell those people? What does it tell them? It tells them that Stripe could come after them next. But that may not happen now because, again, from what you're seeing on the screen there with that notice, Stripe's taking a backseat. You know, they're taking a backseat. So is Gumroad on some of this, you know, on this decision. Like, you know, like the decision, the policy, the new policies are in place, but maybe they're going to get more lenient over time. And maybe you'll see a return, like I say, before this year's out, of a lot of stores that basically got shut down because of this. And I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. Because, again, they're starting to see the effects financially, you know, of what they've done. Because now they're realizing that there are people that like that kind of stuff and enjoy it. I mean, Eric W. Schwartz wouldn't be selling, or Patreon, believe it or not, would not be allowing Eric W. Schwartz, because Patreon has also come under fire at times because of decisions similar to this, which they've actually had to backtrack on, you know, from what I understood. I mean, those decisions are still there, but they've become more lenient, more freelance at times. They're kind of taking, you know, the kind of relaxing the rules on those new policies of theirs. But Patreon would not allow Eric W. Schwartz to, let's say, do his Fur After Dark comics, if you will, his Fur After Dark comics, you know, on Patreon before putting them public on the Fur After Dark website, you know, if they didn't see the money that they would get, that Eric was getting out of it on a monthly basis. There's a lot of people, including myself, you know, that like the Sabrina Online universe, and Fur After Dark is one of those, part of that universe by extension. So a lot of people like it. So a lot of people will tune into, so a lot of people will donate $1, if not more, to look at it, to enjoy it, you know, to have fun with it. And again, Patreon would not allow him to do that. You know, they would not allow him to do that if he wasn't breaking in the cash. And he is. You know, you see what I'm saying? Gumroad and Stripe by extension, to show the hypocrisy, would probably allow him to do the same thing. Because it's all about the money. It's all about the money. And now they're realizing that material just like his, if you will, sells. It sells. It's that old saying, sex sells. Now they're starting to see that. They're starting to see that, by all means, you know, fictional fetishes or not, sex sells. And they're starting to see that. End of story. And now they're starting to see the effects of discontinuing that, you know, off one of their affiliates, one of the major affiliates. You know, they're starting to see that, and it's hurting their affiliate, and it's hurting them a lot quicker than they thought, which is why you're starting to see a little bit of backtracking here. But, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, in closing, you know, I know this is a long follow-up on my 8-minute, 52-second video, but in closing, I'm going to say this. If I'm Gumroad, or any other affiliate of Stripe, very similar like Gumroad, or even, you know, even above them from a major perspective like Spotify, if I'm them, I take a stand. I take a stand against Stripe. I take a stand against them and say, look, we want nothing to do with you unless you ease up on these policies, because everybody has a right to make a living, no matter how weird, how sexual it might be, you know, whether you agree with it or you don't, they have a right to make a living. You know, that's what they need to do. They need to stand up for that. They need to stand up for that. And other companies, you know, other online stores, you know, affiliates, they need to do the same thing. Say, we want nothing to do with you, Stripe, unless you change your policies and ease up on stuff. And I guarantee you, once they make that stand, and they basically kind of tell them, hey, you're not going to, we'll find a way to make sure you don't see a dime anymore. Because they can do that, believe it or not. They can do that legally. They'll find a way. And that's when Stripe is going to start relaxing the policies and being like, oh, okay, we get it. You know, we'll back off. That's when you're going to start seeing the change. And like I said, you're already seeing that change, so to speak, now within the span of 24 to 48 hours. You're already seeing that. Because now they're feeling it. You know, now they're feeling it. And they don't like that. You know, they don't like that feeling. So, anyway, let me know what your thoughts are, guys. If you're listening to this on YouTube, let me know in the live chat what your thoughts are. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comment section of both YouTube and Rumble. How do you feel about this whole situation with the Gumroad Stripe, you know, deal? And who do you think really at fault? Let me know down below. And until then, talk to you later.